From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called for Iranian-backed militias and their Iranian advisors to leave Iraq. It's one of his suggestions for improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness within that region. Tillerson has been participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Tillerson is also visiting Pakistan, India, and Switzerland on his six-day trip. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He says we will deepen our coordination with the international community so as to let North Korea change their course. He spoke to reporters a day after the general election that gave his coalition a two-thirds supermajority in the lower house of parliament. Abe said that North Korea's issues would be part of the discussion when U.S. President Donald Trump visits Japan next month. The Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday that a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over. The declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders. These include one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said on NBC's Meet the Press he supports an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against the Islamic State in the West African country, as did Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Both Graham and Schumer said that they have been aware or unaware of the substantial number of U.S. troops currently in Niger. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has also dealt with criticism for not releasing more information about the attack. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The Sunday evening attack also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for those attacks, but officials suspect that the militant group Boko Haram is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government in a bid to create a strict Islamic state in the majority Muslim north. It is the capital of the state of Borno and the birthplace of Boko Haram. U.S. officials are responding to news that an Indonesian general and his wife were denied access to a U.S.-bound flight Saturday. A U.S. diplomat said Monday that there are absolutely no issues with the Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gadot Normantio's ability to travel to the United States after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington, D.C. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia Aaron McKee apologized for the situation Monday and said after meeting with an Indonesian foreign minister that the matter had in fact been resolved. Japan's defense minister says that the nuclear threat from North Korea is critical and does require a joint response from the United States, Japan, and South Korea. The defense minister made the comments Monday as U.S. and South Korean counterparts met on the sidelines before talks among defense ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in the Philippines. He said North Korea has left the three allies no choice but to work together and respond to the North Korean threat, saying Japan has strongly supported the U.S. philosophy that all options are on the table. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.